turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. Glorious. How many of y'all been battling all week? Good. Better than sitting still and doing nothing. So now you can't tell me you've been bored. Even though some of us have been battling with ourselves, praise God. Some of us have been wrestling with God, you know. But hallelujah. You know, remember, every battle, every trial, every tribulation is an opportunity to grow. Amen. Take those opportunities to grow. No matter what's going on in your life, it's an opportunity to grow. Amen? That's why God has us in His waiting room. Believe me, everybody's waiting on something. Amen. And when you get something, you're waiting on something else. That's what keeps you in the arena of death. And I'm not going to talk about death tonight yet. Genesis chapter 3. In verse 1, would you read it with me? Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. It says that he was more cunning than any beast that the Lord has made. Anything more cunning than anything he created. Isn't that wild? More cunning. The Bible tells us that Satan, who was Lucifer, was made with wisdom. He had powerful wisdom. Of course, he was one of God's right-hand men, wasn't he? Until he decided to go on his own. He didn't get sent out. He got thrown out. Hello. He's the most cunning which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "Well, we may eat of the tree, of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." Now, he just said that serpent was the most cunning beast, most subtle, most sly. It's called witchcraft. Because you know what he did? He manipulated her, didn't he? That's called witchcraft. And I want to share something with you which is really important. There is so much witchcraft going on, and you don't even realize sometimes that you're operating in witchcraft. Does everybody understand? Sometimes we begin to operate in witchcraft and don't even realize that we're operating in witchcraft. And some of our prayers. And some, you know, have you ever found yourself beginning to manipulate someone and go, "Whoa, you know, that's not right"? You know what you're just doing? Operating in witchcraft. Does everybody understand that? Why? Because the beast is the most cunning, isn't he? Amen? I mean, you know, how do we, when we were brought up in the world, we practice witchcraft all the time. Amen? And didn't even realize it. We were manipulating. Men were manipulating women. Women were manipulating men. Manipulating at your job sites, whatever. You know, in other words, manipulation was saying, "Oh, you do good in front of the boss, but when the boss leaves, you go and you fool around." That's called manipulation. That's called witchcraft. That's witchcraft. And what we want to do is shut the door of all areas in our life that there's witchcraft. Amen? You know, so many people trying to get somebody to do something. Manipulation is witchcraft. How many times have you been manipulated and you fell into the same thing over and over? Man, you know that person is manipulating you, but you know it sounded better this time. And it sounded better. It sounded real. You thought that this was it. Okay, how many times do we manipulate our spouses or girlfriends or whatever? You know, saying, "Hey, I'm okay now. I'm done. I'll never use again." But in the back of your mind, it's like, "Okay, I'll settle it down. You know, in a couple more days, you know. Maybe I can buy her something." Man, I used to send my wife out of the country if I could. That was manipulation. I'd show up 2 weeks later. I'd have a limo go pick her up and say, "Come on, we'll go somewhere." It was manipulation. I'd come back from another country. Just manipulation. Everything was manipulation. Amen? What was I doing? I was practicing witchcraft. Amen? Go to 1 Samuel chapter 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Samuel 15. Is everybody there? 1 Samuel chapter 15. In verse 17. Now he's talking to King Saul and he said, when you were little in your own eyes, in other words, when you were humble, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? When you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes? In other words, when you were humble and little in your own eyes, knowing that you couldn't do it, and you were trusted on everything on the Lord, didn't God put you in a position? That's what moves people out of position, is when their eyes get big, when they look on their own strength and still lose that childlike trust in the Lord, and they start working things in their own strength. He said, so when you were little in your own eyes, were you not the head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are all consumed. Why didn't you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? The Lord didn't tell him to take the spoil, did he? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of the Amalek, and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, and the beasts of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So they were taking the things that should have been destroyed. But the Lord didn't say, take them, did he? He said, destroy them. Amen? See, in his own eyes, you remember, here he was, remember, what did Samuel say? When your eyes were what? Little. Now you're taking things out of perspective. Now you're beginning to go additional. Now you're beginning to add on what God has told you what to do. Amen? And he was justifying, thinking, well, let's see now. You know, we could use these sheep and what to sacrifice to the Lord. But the Lord didn't ask that. He wanted everything destroyed. But King Saul did not listen. Or he chose to alter what God gave him. He justified. Do you know that justification is witchcraft? Does everybody understand that? Justification is witchcraft. So what is he doing? He was justifying why he did what he did instead of humbling himself and repenting. He was trying to justify. Doesn't the devil, didn't he do that with Eve? Didn't the serpent do that with Eve? Look at all the things that he did with Eve. He manipulated, he justified, didn't he? That's witchcraft. See, we've got to have more discernment. We've got to be able to get, remember, our whole purpose is exposing the enemy. See, we take so many things nonchalantly, and we wonder why we have troubles, more troubles than others. Amen? So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? I mean, is he concerned about those oxen and those sheep that you're going to offer up to him? As in obeying the voice of the Lord, what's more important to God, that you offer up a sacrifice or you listen to what he's got to tell you? Or you obey what he tells you? Obey. He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is the sin of what? Witchcraft. So, is justification associated with rebellion? Amen. Is manipulation associated with rebellion? Is disobedience associated with rebellion? It's all witchcraft. Every bit of it. And because you have, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Is idolatry witchcraft? You betcha. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. He got removed from practicing witchcraft. Can God trust him? No. No. Do you only know how many people are being manipulated by witchcraft? And don't even realize it? And the cycle goes on. Disobedience, rebellion, stubbornness, idolatry. Let me share. Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority. It's counterfeit spiritual authority. Did Saul believe he had the authority to do what he did? Amen. But it wasn't by God, was it? But he still did it. When somebody rebels against the Lord, is it then not taking authority over what God has said? So it's counterfeit spiritual authority. Does everybody understand that? And what happens is when we do this, those evil spirits, we actually are using evil spirits and not even realizing it to dominate, manipulate, and control others. Using emotional pressure to manipulate others. Using emotional pressure to manipulate others is witchcraft. What we must do is walk in true spiritual authority. True spiritual authority. Go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. We're getting fine-tuned. So do you think a bribe is witchcraft?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. How many times do you remember when we were kids and we bet? I bet you can't do this. Amen? Come on, you jump off that cliff and then I'll follow you. Amen? The person jumps off the cliff, breaks their leg, you say, I ain't doing that. The challenging one another, bribing one another, manipulating one another. Oh, hallelujah. James chapter 4. Is everybody there? Verse 7. Therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? So submission means obedience, doesn't it? See, what we're doing is coming out of the witchcraft. Doesn't the Bible say, he who sows to his flesh reaps what? Corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit reaps what? Everlasting life or peace. Amen. Some people are being tormented even though they think they're doing the right things, but they're actually practicing witchcraft. How many times have you heard somebody speak out something and then later they say, well, I'm only kidding. But actually they were manipulating. That's witchcraft. That's why it tells us that coarse jesting is actually witchcraft. Because what are you doing? Anything involved in manipulation is witchcraft, and it opens the door to the devil in your life. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Hello. Everybody got it? So, the Bible tells us when two or more gather, they gather the Lord's in the presence, right? Well, if you're gossiping, or two are gathered together, Satan is there. And you're practicing witchcraft. Amen? Does everybody understand that? So when two of you are there touching and agreeing with the word of the Lord, then the Lord is there. You got to remember, the devil's unction always unctions us in some way or another, or tries to sway us to practice witchcraft. That's why he stands in front of God and he accuses us, doesn't he? Doesn't he accuse us? The Bible says he accuses the brethren. Okay, look at what he's done. Look at what she's done. Amen? What's the devil trying to do? He's always trying to accuse us to manipulate, isn't he? So he can do something before God. Witchcraft has infiltrated the body of Christ tremendously. Let me tell you, when I got saved and I went to a deliverance healing service, Because one of the things, I mean, my wife and I were on our honeymoon, and the first book we read was Cursing and Blessing, to break stuff off of our life. I mean, we read it in the parking lots. We read it all the way up everywhere. And we read this book all the way through our honeymoon and broke stuff off of our life because of witchcraft involved. And we went to this deliverance service that they were having, and you know that there were people in the back that were praying spells and stuff and trying to stop people from getting delivered? When I was walking out of that place, one of them came up to me and knew everything about me. I mean, knew about me when I was young. Knew about me. Was telling me that I served Satan for the last 25 years. Of course, that was 12 and a half years ago. And so forth. I mean, they knew about me. They knew about when I was in the military and stuff. I mean, I was a maniac there. They knew about me. You know what they were doing? They were praying against me while I was getting delivered. Do you know that they are praying against you? Do you know that the kingdom of darkness has set demonic forces on your behalf to pray against you? You know that they fast and pray against you? Do you know that they look for sacrifices against you, animal and human? Does everybody understand that? It's witchcraft. That's what's involved. Remember, we're in the kingdom of light now. The kingdom of darkness has no emotional love whatsoever. It's pure, pure hatred. And until we really get that understanding that the kingdom of darkness is pure hatred, we'll never get the revelation of the enemy. Because the Bible says he's out to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And he's not kidding. The word's not kidding on that fact. The powers of darkness are out to steal, kill, and destroy. And manipulation is what they use. They manipulate individuals. In any area and every area. Whether it be finances, health. You know how many people have gone to witchcraft after they've gotten sick? You know how many people are still reading their horoscopes? Now I know why they're called horoscopes. You know, people go in Chinese restaurants and they read their fortune cookie. I'm only kidding. No, you read it. You brought a curse. The cookie may taste good. Just take out the label. It's not a message in the cookie. Hallelujah. Submit and resist. Non-submission is rebellion, which is what? Witchcraft. Praise God. Go to 1 Kings chapter 19. Oh, hallelujah. Do you all know that acupuncture is witchcraft? Yeah. Martial arts is witchcraft. You know, think about these things that we've... Hey, listen, I want to share something. Even making special vows or oaths. Do you know, nurses and people in the medical field, they make an oath to Nightingale? Florence Nightingale. Do you know that? If you've ever done it, you need to repent and break it off of you. Does everybody understand that? I mean, certain oaths that you made, even when we were children and so forth, that's what the Lord was quickening me to. We need to break all of these things off. Many of us that were in fraternities, gangs, and so forth, and whatever, you know. 1 Kings chapter 19, in the first three verses, I believe. Hallelujah. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Now, what did Elijah just do? What he did is he just took about 400 prophets of Baal. Okay? He called fire down from heaven. I mean, you got to understand something. This was an all-day affair. He told Ahab, he said, okay, get all your prophets out here. That's enough. And they got all the prophets out there. And he told him, he says, listen, Go ahead. Sacrifice, do whatever you got to do. Whoever's God is real will burn up the sacrifice. So they got a sacrifice, and they went around, they cut themselves. What were they doing? Practicing witchcraft. Did you ever notice people that cut themselves and pick themselves? You know what they're doing? Witchcraft. And they don't even realize it. What are they trying to do? They don't even realize they're trying to draw power from darkness. You know what? Because you know what they're doing? They're cutting themselves from blood. The Bible says that the life of the flesh is what? In the blood. You want people to commit suicide, cut their slice or wrist, they commit witchcraft. Does everybody understand this? What are they doing? They're sacrificing themselves, aren't they? That's human sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. What was I saying now? Hallelujah. Okay. And Ahab told Jezebel, now what did Elijah do? He just called down fire from heaven. He told all the prophets of Baal. He said, okay, you do it. And they were cutting themselves and everything else, right? And then nothing happened. I mean, this went on for hours and hours. And prophet, you know, I mean, then Elijah said something, you know, threw a fiery dart at him. Said, oh, your God must be asleep. Maybe he's on vacation or something. You know. Anyways, nothing ever happened. So he tells him to throw water on that sacrifice and dig a hole all around it. Put water in it, and he calls fire down from heaven and consumes the whole thing, and he goes and kills 400 of the prophets of Baal. And he just gets done killing all these people and everything, and you know, he's on fire for God, right? So Ahab told Jezebel, Ahab's wife, that Elijah, what he had just done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah. You know what she was doing? Sending a spell. Sending a curse. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. You know what he did? He believed. And when he saw that, he rose and ran for his life and went to Bathsheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. He boogied. I mean, he ran for his life. I mean, come on, he just killed 400 prophets. I can understand. I mean, you'd figure he was so tired he couldn't run anymore. But the anointing of God. Does everybody understand that? Man, he booged. He was out of there. He accepted what was said by Jezebel, that spirit. He accepted that curse, and he ran and left his servant. We laugh about how many of us have run. No. Now listen, Jezebel proclaimed a curse. You know what happened? Fear and depression hindered him. Fear and depression hindered, opened the door, didn't it, to demonic activity. In fact, once this was finished, the Lord told Elijah to go anoint Elijah. You know why? Because Elijah was going to have to finish the mission. Elijah couldn't. And the Lord took him home, didn't he? Everybody got it? Because once this event was done, and the Lord said, okay, now go get yourself Elijah and anoint him. And he did. He passed on the mantle to Elijah. And Elijah went home, and Elijah continued on with the mantle, didn't he? Amen? Everybody with me? Praise God. Go to 1 Peter 5. Hallelujah. What about worshiping nature? Look at all the gurus that worship nature. You know, yoga is witchcraft. You know what they do? They meditate, they blank in their mind, and they open themselves up. And they begin to worship self. 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, would you read it with? I say verse 8. Verse 8. What does it say? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You know, everybody's being attacked. That's how the powers of darkness attack us, is through witchcraft. That is their main source, witchcraft. This is one of the most deceptive areas that the powers of darkness hit us with, is witchcraft. Now listen, darkness seeks to devour you. It says humble yourself. You know, humbleness is the only way, it's the opposite of rebel or pride, isn't it? Now, pride and rebellion is witchcraft, isn't it? So being humble and submissive is of God then, isn't it? To overcome witchcraft, we must walk in true spiritual authority, don't we? That's what it's about, really understanding true spiritual authority. You cannot understand it until there's a humble spirit. Humble spirit. Walking in that humble spirit all the time. Go to 2 Corinthians 11. All harmony. Second Corinthians chapter 11. Simple, quick teaching tonight to bring revelation, understanding of, you know, we've got to know our enemy's tactics, right? We got to know. Think about this. Remember when we were in the world and how we dressed? What we were trying to do? Draw the opposite to us? That's called witchcraft. Idolatry is called witchcraft. Worshipping of nature and material things. It's witchcraft. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. Would you read it with me? But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, or by his what? Witchcraft. So your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Wow. The simplicity that is in what?
Christ.
Simplicity. It's a simplicity of true devotion to Christ. Just simplicity of the true devotion of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. Praise be to God. Witchcraft. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 20. Everybody there? Read it with me. Well, let's start at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. Isn't sorcery witchcraft? What does sorcery represent? Drugs. Drugs. Alcohol. That's witchcraft, isn't it? Amen? So when you and I were out drinking and using, we were actually practicing witchcraft. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, all of this is a part of a witchcraft. Outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, and revelries, and the like. What is that? It's all practicing witchcraft. Of which I tell you before, and just as I also told you time past, that those who practice witchcraft will not inherit the kingdom of God. Go to Galatians 3:1, somewhere around there. Praise God. Oh, to God be the glory. Read the first verse with me. Oh, foolish O foolish one, who has what? Bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth. That you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. Oh, hallelujah. Bewitched. Sorcery is witchcraft. You know, superstitions to keep evil spirits away. You know how many people associate with certain things? They practice witchcraft thinking, you know, certain people use garlic. They have that, what do you call those, dream catchers on their things? Italian horns, all of these things that supposedly keep evil spirits away. They think this is how the devil's got them operated. They think that they're keeping evil spirits away, but they're actually practicing witchcraft, bringing evil spirits to them. It's counterfeit spiritual power. That's what witchcraft is. Counterfeit spiritual power. Look at the New Age movement. The tremendous New Age movement. It's all over the place. It sounds good, but what the people using crystals and all kinds of material things to try and practice witchcraft. And they don't even know they're practicing witchcraft. It's all a part of manipulation, isn't it? Amen? Go to Acts 16. Let me ask you this. Is lying witchcraft? Oh, glory. It's exaggeration witchcraft. Yeah. Hallelujah. Acts 16. And verse 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit for fortune telling. Witchcraft is always utilized to bring self. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Was she telling the truth? Yeah. "And this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out of her that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities." Witchcraft is always associated with gain in some way. Self-gain, profit gain, control, manipulation. It's also associated, now you may not, it's also associated with fear. Witchcraft is associated with fear. Satan's greatest power is what? Fear. So if he's utilizing witchcraft and he's utilizing fear, it's associated with witchcraft. In fact, fear is one of the major open doors, isn't it? It's paralyzing to some individuals. Fear. Some people use God for selfish gain. They practice witchcraft. They can quote the scripture. They can do all kinds of stuff. They actually begin to use God. You know how many people come in this ministry and use God? They're actually practicing witchcraft. Go to James chapter 4. Hallelujah. Witchcraft is practiced tremendously in the schools. It's amazing how they actually promote witchcraft, don't they? I mean, you can they'll do horoscopes, they'll do tarot cards, they'll do all kinds of stuff in the school. You speak about Jesus, forget it. Yeah. They have witchcraft shows, you know, and all kinds of stuff. Harry Potter and all the other stuff. It's all about our witchcraft. You know how many believers are still practicing witchcraft in their own homes? How about Santa Claus? Look at that, how they practice these holidays when they're supposed to be holy days. We're supposed to honor the birth of Christ. We're supposed to honor the resurrection of Christ, right? I mean, we do, but what has the devil done? He's defiled those days. He puts a bunny in the place of resurrection. He puts a fat, jolly demon in place of Christ's birth. Amen? Hallelujah. Ho, ho, ho. You know. It's nothing but a fat. He's laughing at everybody else, man, you know? Oh, I got you guys fixed. Oh. James chapter 4. So next time you see, you hear ho, 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 say out, out, out. So if trick-or-treaters show, I'm not trick-or-treaters. Oh, there's another one, Halloween. Hallelujah. How did I miss Halloweeny? Talk about a demonic day. You know how many believers are still practicing? Oh, that's okay. I mean, I've gone into people's homes. They got stuff all over. I'm thinking, man, this guy's a youth pastor of a church. He's got demons all in his house. I was like, man, don't you get it? Oh, that's just hearsay. Those are fables. No, that's witchcraft. I mean, it blows my mind, the ignorance of many individuals that are in offices in the body of Christ, that are actually promoting some of these things and not even realizing it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 1, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your what? Desires for pleasure that were in your members. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with witchcraft? The world? Who's the ruler of the world? Satan. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself what? An enemy of God. So people practicing witchcraft. You know, there's just certain sayings. If you remember when we grew up, I mean, there's all kinds of little sayings. What about people knocking on wood? Like something's going to happen. People cross their fingers. I mean, I see this all the time. They cross their fingers like it's going to... You know what they're doing? They're practicing witchcraft. I mean, there was this guy I was talking to, and he kept saying, yes, well, I was in this accident, but I knock on wood, knock on wood. I finally got so irritated, I said, man, you're practicing witchcraft. And so he raised his hand. He said, okay, the Lord did it. I said, praise God. Said, man, you're practicing witchcraft. Cut it out. I said, okay, the Lord did it. You act like the world, you become an enemy. The world practices witchcraft. They're in manipulation. Look at the big businesses. Look at all the lies that's going on. And these big corporations that are selling stock and the men are profiting it with a gazillion dollar homes and stuff like that. Trying to buy happiness. Can't. What are they doing? They're manipulating. They're manipulating themselves, aren't they? Trying to buy happiness. The only way you get happiness is in God's presence. There's no other happiness. Everything else is tormented and miserable. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 28. Verses 6. Now Saul blew it. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, in fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor, Now, so his servants agreed with him. So what did they touch and agree, didn't they? Now, first of all, you got to understand something. Saul had a law saying no witchcraft. So he came against his own law. Why? Because he could not wait on God. You know how many people practice witchcraft? Because they can't wait on God. But I want it, and what I want now. You just practice witchcraft. So Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes. And he went to the two men with him. And they came to a woman by night, and he said, "Please conduct a seance for me and bring up for me one I shall name to you." And the woman said to him, "Look, you know that what Saul has done, how he has cut off the mediums and the spiritists from the land." So even the medium knew that Saul cut them off. "And then do you lay a snare for my life to cause me to die?" And Saul swore to her by the Lord. He swore to a medium by the Lord. You don't think that upset Daddy? "Man, don't use my name! What are you doing using my name?" Oh, hallelujah. "And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, 'As the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing.' And the woman said to him, whom shall I bring up for you?' And he said, 'Bring Samuel up for me.'" So what did Saul do? He practiced witchcraft, didn't he? You know why? He couldn't wait on God. You know, the devil pushes, doesn't he? And the Spirit leads. So you're either being led by the Spirit or you're being pushed by the devil, aren't you? It's one or the other. When you can't wait, and listen, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Amen. And all things, what? Prayer and supplication. Be anxious for nothing. In other words, waiting on God. Many people want to be self-promotive. They want to fulfill a place or do a position or be recognized. You know, children always want to be recognized. Amen? Because they need that acknowledgement that they're loved and so forth. Amen? Think about how many times our children try to manipulate us, little flesh creatures that they are. You know, but they were born with that instinct of witchcraft. Amen? I mean, they manipulate, they cry to get what they want, they do everything, you know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, when they're babies, that's all they know how to do. But as they grow up and they come toddlers and so forth, and they become 4 and 5 years old, and they begin to manipulate, and they go from one parent to the other. One says no, they go to the other one. "Can I do this? What'd your mother say? Or what'd your father say?" Think about it. They outright lie. Nothing. They said it's okay. Come out in Jesus' name. Saul was rejected by God and couldn't wait. He disguised himself. He manipulated. Used witchcraft to get an answer. Witchcraft attempts to force the hand of God. Witchcraft attempts to force the hand of God. When you find yourself trying to force the hand of God, you're practicing witchcraft. In 2 Kings chapter 3. Yes, if the Word says it, believe it. But make sure God says it's that time. People are out of time and sequence with what God is asking them to do is practicing witchcraft. It opens the door. Because why? What you sow is what you what? Reap. So if the devil can trick you to practice witchcraft, he's got what? Access to you. 2 Kings chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Verse 14. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, surely were it Were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you. But now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that your cattle and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Also you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and it shall cut down every good tree, and stop up every spring of the water, and ruin every good piece of land with stones. And it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered that suddenly water came by the way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Now this was not magic, this was the hand of God. When all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms and older were gathered, and they stood at the border. Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. So they thought that they had already kicked butt, and there was blood all over the place, and these guys were afraid, man, but it was just a reflection of the sun on the water, because God's wisdom. And they said, this blood, the kings have surely struck swords and killed one another, now therefore Moab to the spoil. So when they came to the camp of Israel, Israel rose up and attacked the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they entered their land, killing the Moabites. Then they destroyed the cities, and each man threw a stone on every good piece of land, filled it, and they stopped up all the springs of the water, cut down all the good trees. But they left the stones for Kir-Hareseth intact. However, the slingers surrounded and attacked it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men who drew swords to break forth to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son, who would have reigned in his place, and offered him as a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. So they departed from him and returned to their own land. So we see two different things. One practiced witchcraft, and one worshiped the Lord. Amen? God answered prayer, and the devil did too. How did the devil answer? He answered by that man sacrificing his son. Human sacrifice. Does everybody understand that? Human sacrifice brought the power of the enemy. And that's what they're trying to do. Look at how many children are taken during Halloween. Many. You know how many families are brought up in witchcraft, and they're actually high priests of Satan who are multi-gazillionaires? And they have dungeons and sacrifice rooms and everything in their castles and in their mansions. And they practice it. Some of them offer up their own children. It is real. That's why all these children are missing. Where do you think these missing children go? Many are molested. Many are offered up, even a molestation, a mutilation, to the powers of darkness. That's right, it's sick. Human sacrifices, witchcraft, casting spells, voodoo. Praying evil on someone's life is witchcraft. You got to watch your prayers. Vengeance is witchcraft. The Bible says vengeance is of the Lord, right? You know, one of the areas of we don't even realize what comes upon us, you've got to recognize that there's something coming against you in witchcraft. Discouragement. You ever been discouraged? I mean, where it begins to beat you, that's somebody practicing witchcraft on you. That's just an open door. Confusion, depression, fear, loss of vision, despair, lust. Witchcraft is being prayed against you. Some of the open doors also are insecurity, self-promotion, unforgiveness, traditions of fables. Remember they used to do, a horseshoe? You know, they called it a lucky shoe or something, or over their house. What about the four-leaf clover? What's that? What's a four-leaf clover? It's a four-leaf clover. Lucky charm, whatever it is. Yeah, all of these things, supposedly, they're trying to get blessed, and they're actually cursed because they're practicing witchcraft. You know? You remember when people used to, a pregnant woman, they would try to do, didn't they use a pin or something to tell if it was a boy or a girl? Or I don't remember that. I remember. And it would, or whatever. They were practicing witchcraft. An egg yolk. Yeah, and water, whatever. All of those things were a form of witchcraft. Why? Because what is witchcraft? Counterfeit spiritual authority. Amen? Hallelujah. People used to take statues and bury them in the back of the yards to try and sell their home. Upside down or something. I mean, this is some of the Catholicism beliefs. They used to pray to certain saints. That's called necromancing, praying to the dead. That's witchcraft. What about a wishing well? People, what about throwing salt over your people's shoulders? You remember? Or throwing a coin in the water. All of that's practicing witchcraft. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. See, we don't realize how much witchcraft is being practiced. It's constantly practiced. Everywhere you go, you see it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at all the kids that started. I mean, probably everyone in this room played with a Ouija board at one time. Unless you knew better. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. I'll start at verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. True power. That your faith should not be in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen? That's true spiritual power. Go to chapter 4. It says in verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in what? Power. Power what? Over temptation. Power over the enemy. Power. And we need to have power, and it's given to us by the Holy Spirit. True spiritual power. That's why the Bible says those who are in Christ are new creations. Old things have passed away, and all things have become what? New. That means power. Now our purpose is to expose the enemy. And any areas where the enemy has been exposed, that we find ourselves associated with, that we need to repent and renounce it. Amen? Things that we need to avoid witchcraft. First thing we just talked about, the first thing, number one, is submit to power and authority ordained by God. Self-power, hello? Self-strength is not submission to God. Relying on your own strength. And Luke 6:28. This is the second one. It says, bless those who curse you. Hello? Go to Luke 6:28. Let's go see it. Let's go to the Word. So people want vengeance. They want, well, they deserve it. No one said they didn't. Hallelujah. Luke 6:28. Somewhere around there. But in verse 27 it says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies and do to those and do good to those who what? Hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. No one said it was going to be easy, because it's not about a feeling, it's about a choice, isn't it? To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other. Well, I want to see that. From him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. Oh, I want to see that too. And just as you meant one, you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. The third one. Overcome evil with good. It means you got to humble yourself. Romans 12, 21. Romans 12, 21. Somewhere around there anyways. Hallelujah. 19. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. See, it's different in the spirit realm. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? Good. Praise God. The fourth thing is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, which means truth, which means you must walk by faith in Revelations 12:11. Turn to it, please. Revelation 12:11. And it says, they overcame him, the devil, Satan, the powers of darkness, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So they overcame by walking by faith. The fifth thing says, set your minds on the things above. In Romans 8, 5 and 6, if you'll go there. Am I going too fast? Buy the tape. Hallelujah. I'll repeat them. Romans 8, 5 and 6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. What are we trying to avoid? Witchcraft, aren't we? For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The sixth thing, pray in the Spirit. Praying in tongues. Go to the book of Jude. Jude, verse 11. Woe to them, for I have gone in the way of Cain. Have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by winds. Late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers and complainers, walking according to their own lust. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. Is that manipulation? Is it witchcraft? Yeah. But, he says, you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust, according to the witchcraft. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit or fellowship in the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Praying in the Spirit. The seventh thing, become accountable with confession. Become accountable with confession. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Become accountable with confession. Oh, hallelujah. Was he exposed tonight? Is the enemy being exposed tonight?
Hallelujah.
Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you did not see him, yet believing you rejoice with rejoice inexpressibly and full of glory. Amen? So we're to be accountable and confess our sins. The Bible says in James 5:16 about confessing your sins to one another. Okay, so I want to review these. The first one is submit to the power and authority ordained by God. The second one is bless those who curse you and persecute you. The third one is overcome evil with good. Humble yourself. The fourth one is overcome by the blood and truth. In other words, walk by faith. The fifth one is to set your minds on the things above. In other words, not carnal things, but spiritual things. The sixth one is pray in the Spirit. The seventh one is be accountable to somebody or be accountable with confession. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that in the latter times many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Why? Because they begin to practice witchcraft and not even know it. The devil's purpose is to try to deceive you to practice witchcraft so that you sow, then you reap. Amen? Think about how many times we've been manipulated. Look how many people are still in debt because they were manipulated. What about a salesman? I mean, think about when you go to a car salesman or something. Now, I'm not saying all of them. But how many of them have manipulated individuals for the sale, got that person in debt who couldn't afford it? Amen? Telemarketing. I mean, most of it is nothing but lying garbage. I'm not saying all of it. But most of it is, isn't it? Amen? Philippians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. I want to close at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. And verse 12. Everybody there? Would you read it with me? Let no one despise your youth, being an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Be an example. Amen. Expose the witchcraft, not only in your life, but in those who need to be exposed. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your word tonight. And Lord, we repent for any association with witchcraft, ignorantly, knowingly, or unknowingly. Lord, we repent. We renounce it. We lay it before you. We sever ourselves from it. And every corruptible seed of witchcraft that's been imparted in us, we break and loose ourselves from. Lord, our desire is to hear your voice and obey, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.